Oh wow, we're recording. What an old ass bitch.
This.
What are you going through over there? Oh. What the fuck are you doing? Wow. We're just waiting for you.
Oh, sorry. Hey, girl. She's back. She's back in better.
She's back with a bad back.
She's back with a bad back. She's back in better. Back and better.
We back. What, it's been like fucking 2 weeks?
These 2 weeks have been absolutely amazing.
Have they?
They have been. I feel like it's been a refresher.
I mean,
what has happened in these 2 weeks? Where have I gone?
You went to Florida twice.
And the week before that, I went to Ohio.
Yeah, so you've been traveling.
She's been tired.
Traveling fish. Okay.
She has been. She's just been going, you know, migrating. A migration.
Mike, she's a gypsy.
She's a gypsy. Isn't that a bad thing?
We have a good little trippy trip.
Isn't that a bad thing? Is a gypsy a bad thing?
No. Supposedly Rosemary was a gypsy, but who knows? Not like one of the bad ones. She just moved around a lot.
I remember.
She didn't steal or anything. A lot of gypsies steal, which I don't understand why.
That's the thing. I thought that was like a part of their culture.
Stealing?
Yeah.
Well, they belong in jail, but you know.
But that's what they do, is they go and travel and like take shit and then leave.
Basically, I guess so. Yeah.
We know, bitch, you know a gypsy.
Yes. In these past 2 weeks, I have found out that I used to live with a gypsy. And this gypsy stole. She was a thief.
It was a she.
She was a thief.
She was a thief.
Crazy. I mean, the bitches you live with. Can't even trust the bitches you live with.
But you know, we went to Miami.
Yeah, we went to Miami.
We did.
That was...
It was an experience.
It was an experience.
It was all the senses.
What would you rate the trip?
A solid... That's so biased because I was so... It was just like...
This. I rate the trip a 7 out of 10.
I would have to like...
A 6 out of 10?
I would say like a 6.3.
A 6.3 yeah. out of 10. Okay. Yeah, mine was a good 7.5.
Okay, 7.5. Come on strong.
Yeah, you know.
Come on strong.
But no, it was... We went to Miami for Memorial Day and, you know, had this plan for a while, and
I just think the only reason why I gave it that score is because I just felt like a lot of time was wasted.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all I have to say.
Like, I feel like I would definitely have to go when nobody else is there. Like, it was ghetto. It was ghetto. Like, there was you, and we were warned. Like, when we went to Miami, they were like saying how, when you go to Miami, nobody's going to be from Miami. And that motherfucker was true because... What was that? It was crazy.
Those are your people.
Crazy.
Those are your people.
I don't know where they were from. But they had no home training. Crazy as
hell. Well, I think anybody like that goes to Miami on a holiday weekend is not going to have any home training regardless. I feel like it's the Las Vegas of the East Coast, and, like, people just want to let loose and have fun. And I feel like everybody had fun. It was just a lot of, like, sensory overload.
Yeah, we definitely... It was a lot of personalities in just one city, you know? And, you know, we had a good time for the most part. I loved Twist. Twist was so much fun. I actually ended up seeing my ex-boyfriend there. And that motherfucker.
Come on, X's and O's.
He hates me. But, you know, I was expecting, honestly, to get.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Or a drink thrown at me. But we made eye contact, kept it pushing.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's what the fuck they say.
That's what they say.
But yeah, no. I mean, so that first night was fun. And then the second night, or the second day, what did we do the second day? We went to the beach the second day.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to be at the beach a lot longer that day.
Air show. Oh, my God.
Yes. That kind of ruined it. That knocked scores off. That knocked the total points off the score.
It was loud-ass really noise. Loud. Like, I get then the tricks
plane,
were cool,
then the
but...
plane exhaust, like, when it would blow onto the beach. Like, I don't want to be breathing that in. I don't know what that is.
We don't want that.
It was kind of, it wasn't like, I was just like, wow.
People were fascinated.
I honestly thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool, but I wanted to see it from afar because it was too close.
Imagine living on an army base.
No.
You know, I was talking to Tyler about this when we went to go get daiquiris. I was like, what if they do like an army show or like a military exercise like that? Like, it's more like an air show because they don't have like guns or anything on it. But like, imagine a country like getting all their people together to show off all their military like
weapons
and everything. But what they really do is they just kill everybody.
Yikes.
That's what I felt like when we were on the beach. That's
pretty morbid.
I was like, wow, what if that happened?
Right, what if, like, up, oh, tricky guys, bitches, pow, 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 yeah.
Or, like, they just crash the plane on the beach.
Ooh. Yikes.
You know what I mean?
But that didn't happen. We're fine. We're alive. Fine.
Not my ears, though.
Yeah, seriously. Then, after the beach, we went to dinner.
Fuck dinner.
Dinner was a little hot mess, but it's fine.
Like, that server was rude.
That's, I've never gotten up like that from a table in my life.
I know.
Like, no. I'm usually very, like, understanding when it comes to people, like when it comes to, like, serving.
Yeah.
But he was just out of pocket. And I was like, if you think I am going to sit here and take this, you got me fucked up. And the food was even, like, Voodoo Lounge in Miami.
Trash. It was trash.
Trash as fuck. Trash service. The bitch tried to trick us with these fucking pictures, which I don't want to pay. $15 for a Polaroid, bitch.
And they had Everclear in their alcohol.
That's the only thing Voodoo Lounge is good for is their alcohol. Because Perone
was so fucked up.
Was fucked up.
How fucked up was I?
He fell asleep standing up.
I did. In the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street. And then when we got to the hotel to wake him up to go to the pool, we had to literally smother him. And he still didn't wake up for that.
I still didn't wake up. So that should put me to sleep.
I mean, it was a huge drink. That drink is clearly made for two people.
Oh, yeah. And they gave it to me. It was great.
Yeah.
I finished it.
How much was it? Was it expensive?
I think that dinner alone was $71.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, Miami wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, the food and stuff wasn't bad.
But I do have a problem with them closing all the fucking roads to the beach.
That literally ruined everything.
Like, that made us late for everything. Like, every fucking thing. And even the Uber, the guy in the Uber was like, you know, this is the first time they've ever done this.
Was the Uber driver gay?
Supposedly that's what Tyler said.
Was he gay? But we didn't get, like, clarification on that.
I mean, I wasn't really listening to him. I was trying to fucking get to the dinner
place. Yeah. That's fine.
But supposedly he was saying some gay shit, and I was just not paying attention, I guess.
I think everybody's a little gay.
That's what everybody says. Everybody got a little gay in them. A little gay for pay.
Stick a little thumb in their butt. I'm doing it right now.
Oh. Bloop.
That's what it sounds like when you take
it out.
What
did RuPaul say?
On the, what was it called?
Catitude.
Catitude.
I hate to. I'm going to add this to my Instagram. Ah! Sorry. Catitude.
Okay.
If you haven't heard Catitude, you bitches are missing.
No, you really are not. You're not missing out.
You are missing out, bitch. The only thing
that you will not be missing is brain cells. Save yourself.
Bitch, it's a bop. She is a bop. Go stupid, go dumb.
Is she really, though?
Come get it, because I know you want some. RuPaul was disgusting. He said, bust my pussy nut while I'm fingering your butt. Woo. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to imagine that. Say that again slower.
Bust my pussy nut while I'm fingering your butt.
So how would that work if he is getting his pussy, look, like, don't destroyed? Know
what is going on.
Like, how does that work?
He said, do I suck is dick? That, you ain't seen shit. Throw a C note while you slide down my throat.
What's a C note?
Scream.
A scream?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He said, put tears in his eyes when I milk a brother dry.
Oh, so he so likes nasty. Black. So he likes black men.
His husband's white.
That's why I'm very confused.
What you mean? Oh, well, hey, he must be, you know, all over. I'm not answering the phone. My phone's ringing. I'm off the clock.
She's off the clock. She could put on Do Not Disturb, Haney.
D&D beach.
D&D. So Miami was fun. I enjoy the beach. I actually miss the beach a lot. I wish I could move there.
Did you have any favorite? Oh, We didn't talk about fucking jet skiing.
Oh, jet skiing was a very... That was a very interesting part of this. First of all, it was an all-day thing. Didn't need to be, but it was.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be an all-day thing, but it was.
Very disorganized.
Disorganized, bitch. The
tour. We only paid for 30... You know, we only paid for 30 minutes.
I felt like... That was fine, bitch.
That was fine, but like...
It felt like 2 hours to me. I was ready to go.
When we were out in that water... It was terrifying, because when the tour guide... First of all, the way that they take you out, you like... step off this dock, and then you wait like 50 feet away from the dock for the tour guide to be done, to come out to you. And then you follow the tour guide. No debriefing, no anything.
Nope, don't tell you how fast you need to go.
No, it doesn't even tell you where you're going. The tour guide says, follow me. So, you know, we're all following him. Jelani's already gone by the time we start. He's in the back. You're not even going like 5 miles an hour, because he was going 5 miles an hour.
I was going 5 miles an hour.
He was going 5 miles an hour too.
He was going 20.
No, not yet. Not yet. This is where it got crazy. So we were going out to this buoy where it looked like basically like a highway for boats.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that's where like all the boats and everything like just like fly. So we get to that point, and then nothing is said. He takes off.
He just leaves us.
Just disappears.
Just leaves us. And we're all, you know, for a little bit, we all just like having fun. Like, what is my guy? This is so cool. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, where's the tour guide? And they go, I don't know. And so we start, you know, trying to find him, to the point where I was too scared to go faster than what I was going. So
Delano was already scared to get on the boat anyway.
I was fine getting on the boat, but like with the other motorboats and stuff, like making like waves, it was getting too shaky for me. I was like, I'm about to fucking flip.
If you were going like
20 miles, and that isn't charging me $30, bitch. I don't fucking think so.
If you're going 20 miles an hour and you hit a wave like that, which happened to me and Alyssa, that shit fucking hurts.
Yeah, cause you slam on the water really hard. I don't like that. That scared the fuck out of me, to be honest.
It was crazy.
But you know, we didn't find our way back, even though our tanks were on E. And then when we finally got back, the tour guide was there.
No, he came in after us.
Did he? Yeah. He came in after us. It was us, and then half our group
like
was
still missing. Like 3 or 4 other people.
So more than half our group was still missing. And the cops were called. The ambulance was there. It was just ending, like, you know, we could have stayed, but we were hungry. So we left. And then, and that was the last night we were there, right? That was Sunday night.
What was?
The jet skiing was Sunday. That's yeah, right. It was. We went to Kush after that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And if you want to eat somewhere good, don't go to Bar Louie, because Bar Louie is trash.
It was trash.
Horrible. Horrible. If you want to eat somewhere good, go to Kush. It's, that burger was so good. Them fried alligator bites,
we're good.
I bust my pussy nut.
Yo, shits. That breakfast burger.
We were bussing pussy nuts.
That is gross. That is good. Pussin?
Bussin.
You are pussin. That's what we're going to call it when you're bussin pussy. You're going to call it pussin. I'm pussin.
I'm definitely not saying that. That sounds disgusting.
That's going to be on the next song. I'm going to be like, I started it.
Bust my pussy nut while I'm fingering here. But anyways, what else? Yeah. And then we came back, flew back. I was snoring on the plane because I have no home training, clearly.
Bitch, you were so loud.
I was so uncomfortable.
So loud. Like, honestly, I was tired as fuck.
Like, I was like, I'm not going to go sleep on this plane. I was out. I couldn't help it.
When you had to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning...
I wanted to fucking die.
Cry. I wanted to cry.
I was like, fuck.
I literally just got into, like, a deep sleep, and then my alarm went off. And then my alarm went off, and I was like, fuck.
Next time we make a fucking friend trip, we have to room together, because it was too fucking hot in my room.
Oh my God, Tyler and Alyssa, they could literally be perfect.
I was trying to put that shit on 65.
Me too.
Put a hoodie on, bitch, and go to fucking sleep.
You know, I would do it, and then Alyssa was like, I don't know why you're doing it, because I'm going to get up anyway. And she got up and changed it.
Poor Tyler's in there fucking shivering. Like, bitch, it feels good in here, bitch.
They say if you want to sleep good, make it cold.
Cold as fuck.
They literally say,
give me Antarctica, bitch.
I am telling you. I was like, oh, I was so upset. And then I couldn't even breathe because it was so hot. I was
see?
Like,
see? No. No. Once that air is on, I'll tie that hoodie. I have your hoodie, by the way. Okay. I'll tie that bitch around my fucking face and went straight to sleep.
It was like, it was so good though.
So amazing. Yo, amazing.
I don't even remember falling asleep when I came back that Saturday night after dinner.
It was so great.
I don't even remember. I was so drunk. Mm. My favorite time, I think, was when we went to the pool.
Oh, right. The pool was fun.
It was just so relaxing.
It was very relaxing. I was like, wow.
This is what life is about.
Mm. Bust some pussy notes. But then we came home. And that was it. Fun trip.
It was a fun trip.
Don't know where our next trip will be.
A cruise?
Oh, yes.
A cruise, seriously.
A cruise to where?
All right, so I was just looking at cruises. We could do one in the Caribbean.
Caribbean, okay.
Do one out of Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
It's cheap, though.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I don't think they do them out of Savannah.
I want to feel the island breeze. The island breeze.
I want to go to the Bahamas.
Never been.
That would be fun. So that's our next trip. Anyway, what's next on the...
So, June is Pride Month.
And it's also hot as fuck.
Outside?
It was hot as fuck, like last week.
Oh, yeah. Last week was fucking burning up.
It was. Pretty so, anyway, Pride Month. Baby. Come on.
So, it's Pride Month. So, to kick off Pride Month, it's only the 2nd of June.
Of June. You were going to say July.
No, I was like, is it the 1st or the 2nd? But I forgot I paid it yesterday. So it's definitely the 2nd. I want to talk about our coming out stories.
Woo! Let's talk about our coming out stories. Let's talk about it real quick.
Let's talk about it.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
I want to talk about our first dates, not our coming out stories.
Have I ever had a first date? Yes.
Yeah.
Who was it? Anyway, let's talk about our coming out stories.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
All right, so are we talking about coming out stories and our first dates?
We can. Yeah. I want to do my first date first.
I'm trying to remember.
It's fucking tragic.
I'm trying to remember. Hold on. What would be, like, my first date? I don't remember.
Like, your first date. The first time you went on a date without, like, your family being there.
But I'm trying to remember who it was.
I know who mine was.
I don't know who it was.
I'm trying to find, like, who his Instagram so I can show you how... Oh, Jesus. Do you know how old you were?
Yeah, it was, like...
I was still in high school.
Oh, I was out
of high school. It was my senior year of high school when I went my first date.
Oh, my first date? Like, first date ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my first date ever. I went to go see... It was with my friend Lindsay. No, it wasn't.
I meant, like, a date. Oh, like, you guys like, kissed.
Oh, for real?
Not for real.
I kissed her, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, straight. Can't relate.
I kissed her. And then, who else was it? Who was the next? Who was the next one that I want to date with?
Come on. He was a straight king.
Oh, my God, no. My first date? You want to know who my first? Ha! My first. Who is that?
I'm trying to show you. This is what he used to look like.
Okay.
That was my first day.
Yeah.
His name was... Good times.
My first date ever was, like, bleep that out, was actually... So, when I was working in the back, I'll never forget, I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Come to find out, this is, like, one of my best friends now. So, we're not going to talk... I don't think he's cute like that anymore. But... We went to Steak and Shake. I was like 18, 19 at the time.
How interesting. Good old steak and a good little shake.
Steak and Shake.
I hate Steak and Shake.
I will never. That was so funny.
Yeah, no.
I think that is hilarious.
I know.
Oh my God. And then we went to, the next day, we went to Kennesaw Mountain together.
Yikes, you guys look like... What is up with white gays and dating people who look like them? I don't understand it.
I feel like... I don't know.
It happens a lot.
I don't know.
You ever see a white couple and they just look at them like, hmm.
A white gay couple?
Or, I mean, traits do it too. I'm just like, hmm, they look related.
I feel like they do it based on... I was reading... Well, anyway, my first date. That was my first date.
And what was your coming out story?
Well, I have two coming out stories, one with my mom and one with my dad.
Mmm.
Oh, yes. So my mom, I didn't come out to her. She asked me.
Of course.
I was going through it. This was, when am I not going through it? But it was like summer of 2016, mm-hmm. 16.
Okay.
My mom was like, come over for dinner, like, blah, blah, blah. She just moved into her new, like, boyfriend's house, who she's now married to. And then I went over, we were cooking and everything like that. And I was, like, getting so many speeding tickets. And I lost my car. Like, I was going through with my whole car situation. And then...
This is, like, recent.
No, my car situation with, like, the... Yeah, with the Acura.
This is within the past five years.
Yeah.
This is very recent.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, like, I was going through all that stuff trying to figure it out, which, I mean, I did. And my mom was like, you know, you're just going through a lot of things. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you seem, like, very distant. And I was like, because I'm busy. Which, I mean, I was busy, but I also wasn't, like, trying to talk to them. And my mom was like, are you gay? She literally just said it just like that. She didn't even say that. She said, are Tyler and Jelani gay? And I was, like, looking at her, like, what do I do at this point? Like, do I say no? Do I say yeah? I was like, yeah. And then I went into this whole spiel. She, like, cried for, like, 2 seconds, and then she got over it, and then she started talking to me about, like, well, who are the boys that you're talking to, blah, 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 blah. And then she told me that one night she went on my iPad, and she saw that there was Grindr on there, and she went through all of it, and I was screaming.
Ah! I would have died.
I literally...
I would have jumped off the balcony. Oh, my...
I said, no!
Bye!
I was like, what are you doing? She was like, I was like, I paid for that fucking iPad. She's like, you're under my house. I can do whatever the fuck I want. So she went through all my shit.
Oh, my.
She knew about me talking to... And then after that, like, she was asking me about, like, all of this, you know. Like, yeah. What is twink? What is bear? Like, what is... Oh, my God. I remember she almost asked me what, like, top and bottom was, and I was like, do not.
Die.
She was like, maybe I shouldn't ask that. I was like, yeah, don't.
Don't ask. That's a little too much.
It was, like, a lot.
Lord.
But, yeah. So, that was my mom. And then my dad. You know about this coming. It wasn't even me coming out to my father.
Mm-hmm.
It was shady bitches.
Shady bitches.
So, we got to give you guys the backstory to this.
Go ahead, because I almost fought a bitch.
The backstory. So, my dad... happened to work in the same area that I lived in. And a girl was on Grindr at the time. And those people that worked with my dad used to hit me up all the time talking about, oh, like, let's get together, blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, no. I wouldn't actually say anything to them. I would just ignore them. And one night, my dad's coworkers was telling everybody that, oh, my God, Irving's son is on Grindr, like... He was showing everybody that I was on Grindr, but didn't show my dad until the very last one, like, after the whole restaurant knew. And then I came home one day to my dad, who was very upset and who probably didn't know how to handle it. He put his hands on me, and then...
I was ready to kill him.
After that. Like, but we didn't... I didn't know. Here's the thing. I didn't know why he put his hands on me. I just came home from school, and he was upset. And I was like, why are you mad? Like, I don't get it. And then a year later, I found out why. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to, like, come out to my dad. Which I don't think I would have anyway, but it kind of, like, helped the cause.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are my coming out stories. Me and my dad still don't have the best relationship, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. And that's the sucky part. Like, that's why so many people are scared to come out. Because you don't know how your parents are going to react, you know? Like, a lot of these kids are coming out.
I didn't know. I'd be scared.
And trying to be themselves, and their parents end up kicking them out, or...
Well, I lived with my... I was originally living with my dad, and then I ended up living with my mom.
Yeah. And that's what's so fucking scary. Like, not everybody has, you know, that, oh my God, that good coming out story. And, I don't know, like, some of us are just... We got lucky, I guess. Because, as so. If you can accept the fact that your child is gay, like, oh, I'd rather my child be dead than gay, then you shouldn't be having fucking kids, bitch.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Some people would rather their kids be fucking murderers or rapists.
Rather that than be gay.
At least he ain't gay. Like, no, bitch. Like, no. Like, no.
See, I would love if, like, a gay parent was like, my child's not a murderer. Or my child's not a rapist.
Hello? My child's not a thief.
Hello?
Trash.
Just trash. Mm-mm. What about your coming out stories?
So, basically, my parents knew. I just never really said anything.
Yeah.
And then,
were you walking around with your finger in your butt?
Bust my pussy, that's all in their house. No. I actually wasn't living with my parents when I came. Well, I guess... So me and my mom were friends on Facebook, and I felt like it didn't have to be said. Like, I felt like we just knew.
Go ahead.
So I was dating somebody at the time, and
the older gentleman.
He wasn't that much older than me. I mean, compared to age-wise, yes, but. So we were dating for a while, and so
Wait, how did you guys meet?
MySpace.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was. So, so Facebook.
Yeah.
We were dating for a while, we made it official on Facebook, and like, you know, made a post about it. Not a post, but you know, when you, I'm in a relationship with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. So we did that, and then my sister started talking to my ex-boyfriend, and,
talking, like, digging for information?
No, like, oh my god, like, hi, like, my name's so-and-so, like, you know. So she's introducing herself, and she goes, my mom wants to talk to you.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah. So, he was like, what do? I was like, I mean, we kind of just have to, like, do it. And so my, it was my 18th birthday, and my ex-boyfriend and my mother exchanged numbers, and my mom ended up calling him while we were out on my 18th birthday. It was literally after the Atlanta Fish Market, and we were going into the mall.
Town Center Mall?
No.
Lenox?
Yeah, Lenox Mall. So then they were talking. Mom had no idea I was, like, with him. So they were talking, like, you know, I just wanted to speak to the guy that my son is dating. And, you know, we've always known, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I guess he wasn't comfortable telling us or whatever. Just take good care of my son, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And then he hung up. And I was like, should I call her and let her know, like, I was here the whole time? And he was like, yeah, might as well. So I called her. And, you know, it was that simple.
Really. It's so easy, right?
For me, yes. And, you know, they were like, we always knew. And, you know, we still love you, blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't care.
It's so much easier when it's like that.
How was that? What the fuck were they going to fucking do if they weren't okay with it? Just own me, bitch. I'm already gone.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was waiting for. When I left.
Hello?
When I moved out.
Like, bitch, I'm 18 now.
Did I come out before? It was after I moved out.
Yeah.
It was so much easier.
So much easier. But yeah, I was one of the fortunate ones to have parents who
easy were, transition.
You know. And, I mean, my mom, of course, is way cooler with it than my stepdad is, but, I mean, I don't give a fuck.
That's whatever.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Nothing.
I'll come to your house and bussin' all over
it. Bussin' all over it? You ain't going to fight a bitch. You're just going to bussin' it. That's disgusting.
Snail trail all in your fucking floors, bitch.
Looking like a dog. Rubbing its ass. That's so
I hate when dogs do that. My dog used to do that. Used to piss me off.
That is so gross.
It is gross. Like, why? Do you have worms, bitch?
I was going to ask you something about coming out. Fuck, what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you. Fuck.
Spit it out.
I don't remember. I had it. And then I was like, never mind. I'm going to wait till you finish your story.
About me coming out? About my coming out story?
What's it about? Fuck!
I hate when that happens.
I don't know.
But yeah, you know, it wasn't that bad. Like I said, I was one of the...
She was the lucky one.
Fortunate ones, yeah.
Poor, unfortunate soul.
But yeah, that's it.
That's that on that?
That's that on that. I ain't got shit else. I'm waiting for you to fucking think of what the fuck you're trying to say.
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
I don't either. My name ain't Jean Grey, bitch. I can't
It's gonna fucking notes. Bother me.
It's like around the tip of your tongue. Just reiterate what I was saying to you. I'm like, what is it?
I really don't remember.
Interesting.
Like at all.
Trash.
I am. I
need some fish oil pills.
I do. You're right.
I'm always right.
She's wrong. It was about coming out.
Well, I mean, that's really all we got.
That was it.
Know? We're back on our normal schedule, you know.
Uninterrupted.
We had some sound issues the last episode.
We had rats in the walls. We had
rats in the walls.
Not really. Not really.
But, you know, them rats is gone, you know.
Jelani got paid and was able to get an exterminator.
Hello.
got an exterminator. You know, the rat was trying to steal my things.
Exterminate her.
Exterminate them, okay?
I'm so done with you.
But yeah, no. We're back on a regular schedule.
We're back and better.
Back and better than ever. Better than ever. Trying to think. Is there anything special coming up?
Ooh, we're doing that podcast thing.
Yeah, we are actually, so, you know, we're like getting up there, whatever. So we're actually going to a podcast. Was it next Thursday?
It's next, not this Thursday, next Thursday.
Yes, it was the 13th.
Yes.
Yes, 2 Days to Function will be at an official podcasting event. So that we're really excited about that. You know, we're on the come up.
We're trying. Up and up. We're trying. We are trying.
But, I mean, you know, we just do this for fun. We don't do this for anything, like, you know.
Maybe one day it'll become serious.
One day.
If we get that check.
Get that cha-ching. But, you know, you can still follow us everywhere.
Of course.
Wherever you get your favorite podcast from. And when you do, wherever you do get your favorite podcast from, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends, because we would love to, you know,
spread
our love and our beautiful voices. Okay. Our beautiful radio voices.
Okay.
And then don't forget, of course, to follow us on 2GaysPod on Instagram. And then my personal Instagram is Jelani Amir.
Jelani Amir BD Bussy.
Okay, and then his personal Instagram is
Tyler.Perrone. Period.
Excuse me.
It should be Tyler.Perrone.
That's going to be too long.
It's instead of dot, it's period.
Yeah, it's period. It's Tyler.Perrone. TPP. And you know me.
Anything ABC.
Else? Anything else? No?
I don't think so.
That's it, friends. So we'll see you guys next week.
The Golden Bussy.
Bye.
Bye.
Budget pussy nuts everywhere, bitches.
Nah.